Hi, it's Robert Chip Clark here, and I'm here at the Arrowton Classic Car Show, and I'm here with Roger. How you doing?
Very well, thanks.
And you got a lovely van here. It's kind of a van mixed with a bike.
Yes, it's a Reliant, what they call a girder fork van, and the early ones were a motorbike with a van built on the back.
And it had no roof on.
Not when I bought it. No, it was completely derelict, and I've had to strip it right down and rebuild it from scratch.
How long have you had your van bike?
I bought it back in the mid of the 1980s, but I didn't start restoring it until I retired about 10 years ago.
So what did they put in the back of the van?
This van was used on the island by a couple of chaps who were Knighton household repairs, and they used it, I think it was a sort of a decorating business.
Oh, cool. And what work have you done on your van bike?
I've completely rebuilt it. It was completely derelict, and I've stripped it right down to nothing and rebuilt it from scratch. So everything has been stripped down and repaired and rebuilt.
And you've had it for quite a while. Well, what's been the best car show you've been to with it?
Well, I've only recently started showing it, so it's only been to a couple of shows before this one. So hopefully from now on I should be able to get out and about on the road and show it at a few more shows.
And what shows have you got coming up?
Well, I was hoping to go to the Classic Car Show at Ryde in September, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make that one, so I haven't actually got anything planned definitely yet. I'm hoping next year to take it in the London to Brighton Commercial Vehicle Rally.
Oh, cool. That'd be awesome to see in the rally.
Yes, it'd be a bit of a challenge getting it to London and then driving it from London to Brighton.
I think you'll be able to get up to London in the van.
I think I shall be taking it up on a trailer and then driving it back.
Yeah. safer.
Yeah.
But you can drive up with a bike.
Oh yeah. It's it runs very well actually, but I've not taken it on very many long runs. About 20 miles is about the furthest it's been so far.
Yeah, I think it'd look cool on the motorway, like driving up.
Yeah, I think I'd be a bit scared with it on the motorway because the steering and the brakes are not up to modern day standards. So you have to go very slowly and very carefully.
Thank you for letting me interview you, Roger.
Thank you very much indeed.